Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this September 29th, 2022. It is 10:33 on the clock, and you have your host, James, here, and we're speaking to one of our good friends, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW Extension. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, James. Great to see you.
Great to see you, and a great shirt, by the way. That's a nice shirt. I like that. That's a fun one.
Thank
Laura's
you.
Got a 4-H shirt on. I haven't seen that one before. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, just one giant clover.
Yeah, I like it. There is so much to like about what's going on with our good friends at 4-H right now. You guys have a lot happening over there.
We do have a lot happening, and this is the very beginning of the new 4-H year, so it's a great time to invite the families that are listening to get involved.
And Laura, where would you like to start? Because again, there's a lot of events coming up. You want to go chronological in this? You want to like start where right from there?
Yeah, I think okay. So, because right you on. Know, we always ask for registration for events just so we can be prepared. You know, there might be food or drinks, or there might be other kinds of things. So it might feel a little stodgy to ask for registration, but I hope everybody understands.
Yeah, yeah. I think they will. I think so.
Yeah. So, I'm really excited because we have a lot of things starting off right here in the south end of Wood County. So this is a great time for your listeners and their families to just, you know, they don't even have to be members of 4-H to be able to come meet us, get a taste of some of the things that we do, and you know, you're not going to have to drive far to do it. So yeah. If we could start off with a special program we have for our teenagers.
Yeah.
One thing that we've seen is that as kids get more and more involved in school, whether it's sports or clubs at school, or if it's just homework, they tend to back off on some of those other activities.
Yeah.
But when we have special events just for those teens, where they can really start building friendships with one another and kind of exploring some new opportunities that are only available for teens, you know, we can keep them involved and get them involved.
Get them young.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that seems to be the case.
Mm-hmm. And those teenagers, I don't know if you've ever... Sometimes thinking back that long, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But in homes, that's kind of the time when teens start to, or that's the time of life where they start to kind of back away. They'll spend more time in their bedrooms with the door closed, almost kind of closing themselves off from everybody in the family. And what we've really found, though, is that they are seeking connection. And they're seeking connection with one another, other people of their own age. So if I can start out with an invitation, we've got a 4-H Teen Leaders Project Day. Fun day, actually. A project makes it sound so serious. but we're going to just have a bowling day at Bowlmore Lanes here in Wisconsin Rapids. And it's a time where, you know, they can get to know one another, find out a little bit more about what 4-H is and what special opportunities we have just for those teenage young people, have some pizza, have a glass of soda or two, and just have some fun together. So that's going to be October 15th.
Okay. And as you mentioned, that's kind of a chance, especially if you haven't experienced anything with 4-H or don't know a whole lot about it, you know, a good chance to go there, dip your foot in the water a little.
Yeah. And you know what? When there's something else to do, like bowling, you don't feel like you're walking into a room and having all heads turn and eyes stare.
That's a good point.
Because there's something to keep you busy and just kind of casually get to know what everything is all about. So, bowling experience not required, bowling, you know, expertise and all of that. No, because this is a group of teens, and really the focus is going to be on that social piece, just getting out some like-minded, maybe, you know, like aged, whatever kind of kids, and just lay back and have some fun in a really positive and supportive environment.
Well, one thing I like about this event too, Laura, is you, if you go to this and you experience the event and maybe you're not going to be, you necessarily have the time or ability to continue to be a part of 4-H, just being a part of this event, you've already helped. You've helped the 4-H a bit. You've brought some awareness to it. Having the information you can take, maybe you don't have kids and you bring it on to friends of yours that do have kids, or mm-hmm. just spreading the word about these things. We all know that word of mouth is still one of the greatest advertising tools we have. So spreading the word about these it can only help impact things at the with the 4-H.
Absolutely true. So, like I said, this event is going to be on Saturday, October 15th. It's going to be 3 to 5 in the afternoon there at Bullmore. But we do have to reserve lanes so that we ask that people register by October 9th. And we do have online registration. I think the easiest thing to do, though, is if you're interested in any of these events, just give us a call at the Extension office and we can help you right from there. And so the phone number for the Extension office is 715-421-8439. Actually, that's not even the Extension office. That's the 4-H line. So if you call that one, you don't have to worry about that silly phone tree.
Right on. There you go. Yeah. So you just gave us a little help there. That's a little hack right there.
You
a little
can
life hack.
Right to a real honest-to-goodness person.
It's a fun event, and that's going to be a great one. Looking forward to it. And maybe we'll touch on that again before we wrap up today, Laura.
You bet. Another program that we've got. We found that a lot of 4-H'ers are interested in food, and who can blame them,
right?
Yeah.
Food's fun. Food's
you
great.
You bet. So my counterpart, Jasmine, is going to be running these. She's calling them 4-H foodie pop-up events.
That's a great name.
And she's going to be running them all across the county. And here in October, we've got it happening at the Nakusa Library. So that's a Monday night, October 17th, from 6 until 7:30. And, you know, I'm just going to put a plug in here. It feels like a change of subject, but our public libraries in Wood County are amazing partners. They're amazing resources.
Yeah.
They're out there for the benefit of all in the community. And so it's really amazing. We're going to have a lot of events at our libraries because they are so fantastic.
There are a handful of things that stand out about Central Wisconsin, and you just named one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a library in our surrounding area, in our listenership, that is not amazing and wonderful and doesn't have amazing, wonderful people working in it. That one is one of my favorites. I used to go there all the time when I lived in Nakusa. There's certainly the one we have here in Rapids, McMillan, and there's just all over. There's great libraries in Point and Nakusa, all these different places.
Yeah. Even the small towns like Arpin and Vesper are blessed with libraries.
Yeah.
They're small, but what a difference it makes for our community. This one, the 4-H foodie pop-up at Nakusa, it's going to be focused on making flatbreads. So I don't know if everybody knows flatbreads, right? Some are, you know, you could think about something as simple as a tortilla or a pita bread or a fry bread. Like, there's all sorts of things. So this one, we're asking for people to register by October 7th. They're actually going to be doing some cooking. So we really do need to be able to get a count and get ingredients.
Yeah.
And the one thing I would say, too, is even if you're not able to register in time, still feel free to come on something like this. You know, flour, a big bag goes a long way, right?
It's very true, very true. That's really cool, too. Not a lot of people are able to say those kind of things. That's cool that you can offer that, especially how busy we get. And, you hear us talking about it that day and stuff, and like, I didn't register, and you can still show up. That's cool.
Yeah, but, you know, if you are
really
able
help.
To register in advance, fantastic.
Would really
so we
help,
at least
though.
Have you on the phone list, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that, again, 4-H Foodie Pop-Up Making Flatbreads is Monday, October 17th from 6 until 7:30. And we are asking for $5 per participant, but we never want finances to be cause for not participating. So we do have scholarships available. If your family wouldn't be able to afford that registration fee, still please register and just give us a call and we can figure out that registration fee piece.
It's a fun one. What is the dates again for that? Date for that?
The event itself is Monday, October 17th, and we're hoping to have registrations in by October 7th, so we know what's up.
We're going to take a commercial break right now and come back with some more great fun things going on with the 4-H, but we're going to actually tell you about something really cool going on pretty much every day right now. You guys got an ad campaign going on.
We do, and you know what? I never see it myself or hear it myself because I don't do streaming. I do live radio, and I don't have streaming television. I either. So I'm so excited to share this on the radio with you today.
Yeah, it was really nice to bring it to us. And I want to send a shout out to Pam and Seth for working behind the scenes and getting this up there for us. So we're actually going to play it for you right now as we go into our commercial break. And then we'll come back and have some more fun with our good friend Laura Huber, 4-H educator at UW Extension, here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, 10:45 on the clock, and we're having a great conversation with our good friend Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW Extension. And Laura, great ad. I really like that ad. Very well written. Great idea to have the kids in it. And just a very smart ad. That's really good. We're going to be playing that a lot, I imagine. We got a lot of great events coming up here with the 4-H. We've been touching on some of them, and another one coming up.
Yeah. So I'm just going to say, like, it looks like all of these little pieces are disjointed or somehow different. But you know what? It all feeds into that connection, all feeds into what we heard in that ad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get in, they explore, they learn, they try new things, they become leaders through these what might seem like disjointed events.
Mm-hmm.
So
it all has a purpose. It all comes together. It's all connected, which is extremely similar to our life, to our society. And we are all connected. And 4-H kind of teaches that in many ways and just in another way there of doing it. And they all, I think you put that so well, they all serve a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that purpose is certainly lessons and learning and helping these young individuals grow to be great adults. Part of the purpose is also these kids getting the chance to be kids.
Yes.
You know, we don't have it. I feel like every generation says this, but man, the younger generation, they're growing up so fast. And they're just not able to be kids long enough. It feels like my parents were saying that, their parents were saying that. These are things that we can do to kind of slow that down a little bit and just let them be kids a little longer while also learning good life lessons.
Absolutely. So a great example coming up at the Macmillan Library. Again, great partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a special event to celebrate the Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows what this is all about, mm-hmm. right? But the Day of the Dead is the day after Halloween. It's November 1st, and it's a really important day in Hispanic cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've ever seen the Disney movie Coco, all about Day of the Dead. We're going to be showing that movie. But because 4-H does things the way that we do, it's not just go watch the movie and go home.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine is actually making sugar skulls. And then the kids are going to be able to come in and paint those sugar skulls and learn more about the culture behind Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
This, again, it's open to everybody. You don't have to be a 4-H member. Mm. And it's open to whole families. Mm. That's going to be, we couldn't make it happen on November 1st, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We want this to be big. So we're going for the weekend. It's going to be Saturday, October 29th. And it's going to be from 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is going to be shown there at the auditorium or on the stage at the library. And then we'll be using that room next door to do that painting activity and some learning. We've got great partners making this one come true, too. This is a totally free event. Again, we are asking for registration just to make sure we have a sugar skull for every kid there to be able to paint so they can have that full immersive experience.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's that is such a fun event. I will because I want to help promote the 4-H and everything. I'm going to tell a story I've never told before.
Oh.
And in 20 years on radio, that's saying something. But growing up where I did, surrounded by Latino, you know, families, mm-hmm. Every Mexican, Cuban, Puerto Rican, we had it all. And certainly one of my best friends growing up, Mexican, and we celebrated Day of the Dead. But I was so little and. Being honest here, okay? I'm just being honest. I'm being vulnerable here. I'm a Jew. We have a lot of holidays, okay?
Yeah.
We have a lot of holidays. And I just thought it was a Jewish holiday. I seriously did for like the first 3-4 years of my life or whatever, celebrating this. I thought it was a Jewish holiday. I thought it was because it's so much about it. When you hear a Day of the Dead, I think that if you don't know a lot about it, it can seem like a little bit like, ooh, what is that and everything. we all have lost somebody, and we all know somebody that has lost somebody, and it's just a wonderful day to honor that soul, honor that memory, and really celebrate that memory. It's actually a very happy holiday. It's a positive holiday. It's embracing this, and the life lesson it can give kids is kind of like, it's undersold sometimes with the holiday, but it's one of the hardest things to teach kids, life, death, all this stuff. It kind of is a, I don't want to say fun way of doing it, but it kind of is a way of doing that, kind of fun way of doing that.
I really appreciate you bringing that up, because the thoughts with Halloween and all of the things, it's like ghouls and scary whatever. And then if you're not familiar with the culture at all, you see the decorated skulls and you think, is that what it's all about? And it's not all about that at all. It's about memory. It's about honor. It's about love. It's a really amazing, amazing day. So I'm glad
really
that you
is.
Pulled that in, James. I really am.
And the cookies are great. I mean, I'll say that too. I mean, the sugar cookies are great. The skulls are awesome. I love the idea that you're letting the kids make their own too. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yeah.
In this stuff too, and I have to say this part too, Laura, and maybe I'm getting on a soapbox, maybe I'm alone on this one, I don't know. But I, as somebody of ethnicity, I know how hard it is to reach people, to get education out there, to help, because while we may never be able to completely extinguish, you know, anti-Semitism, feminism, all the anti-sexism and these kind of things, we can lower the numbers. And the way we do that is by education. Mm-hmm. The younger people, when they learn these things, they understand a little bit more of a culture, and they're less likely to hate on that culture. And if they dislike somebody, it's because they're a jerk, not because of the culture. And that's okay. That's all right. There's jerks out there.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things that I'm so thankful that, for events like this. To spread education like that. And there's no harm done here. The kids, there's no side effect to a child learning more about another culture or learning, expanding their mind and their heart and their empathy a little bit, because that's another thing it helps with, the empathy factor that we could all agree we could use a little bit more of in our today's world.
Absolutely. And I think events like this, helping people understand other people,
mm-hmm.
highlights the fact that we have so much in common, and it doesn't matter what our religion is, what our skin color is, where we were born, or anything else like that.
Really goes a long way.
We all live and thrive on the same things, mm-hmm. compassion, love, family, community, connection. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think we focus so much on difference and division,
mm-hmm.
and really just some understanding and some learning about one another really helps trigger that. Oh my gosh, you know what? When my grandpa died, I'm not Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
But you know, learning about others, I can relate. I can relate to when people in my family died. And, you know, for me as a white kid growing up in southeastern Wisconsin, it was like there was the visitation, there was the funeral, and then it was over.
Mm-hmm.
That's not always enough.
Mm-hmm.
So how cool to be able to see that there are other ways that other cultures honor these things.
I've got so many friends that are traditional white, whatever you want to say and stuff, that celebrate Day of the Dead, that do this. And because, again, going back to what you were saying about us all being connected, having more in common than not, we've all lost somebody.
You
know? And we all want to know how to honor that person or keep their memory going.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great day to do that.
Yeah.
Also, Halloween is on a Monday this year, so I actually like that you moved, like you did it that weekend leading into it. I think it's a great way of getting your Halloween in and getting Day of the Dead and all that at once.
Sure.
It's a great time slot for it, a great day for it, I think.
Yeah. So then one other thing, since we're talking about cultural connections and things, so in many Christian cultures, they celebrate All Saints Day.
Yeah.
And that's tied right in here as well. So I just want to like make that connection that everything isn't so foreign and so different.
Mm-hmm.
There's commonalities and different names, but there is connection. So.
Well done. Yes. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, that's a good one.
So,
more events coming up. Some really fun stuff. I don't know much about this one, so I was really looking forward to this.
Yeah. So, okay. Guess what? This year, I decided to like break a Wisconsin cultural holiday thing. Ooh. We're doing some programming on opening day of gun deer season.
Wow.
We've never done it before, but this is a big move for Wisconsin 4-H.
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Going into prime time now. Yeah.
You bet. You bet. So in October of 2023, Wood County 4-H is going to be featured in the New Visions Art Gallery at the Marshfield Clinic. So this whole next year, I'm really going to be hitting hard on the arts programming. I want our display in the gallery to be amazing. Mm-hmm. So I Heart Art here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Great people.
You bet. They are partnering with us to help make this happen. So on November 19th in the morning from 10 until noon, we've got a special program that's going to focus on collage art, watercolors, and weaving. Mm. And that one's going to be open for kids from kindergarten through fifth grade. And then Becky's going to take a little bit of a break, get things all reset, and then we're going to do canvas painting for young people in sixth grade and up. And they're going to be painting a night sky canvas with Becky's help, kind of guiding along the way.
That sounds cool.
So I'm super excited for this kind of stuff. Can I tell you? I am not an artist.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Last night, I did an art event painting seashells, and I was just like, I felt so out of my element. I am a wildlife scientist by trade, right? So having great partners, because art excites kids in so many ways, and it's good for them. It's good for their creativity and expression. It's also good for mental health. So I am so grateful for great partners. Mm-hmm. To be able to teach these things that I just lack.
Oh, I hear you. I tried to draw a stick figure once. Sheriff Becker showed up and gave me a citation. Like, that's so bad, I have to give you a fine for it. That's how bad I am at it. These events, because maybe I wasn't drawing at a young age. Maybe you started at a young age and you might be able to make a stick figure a little bit better than that.
Sure.
You being a part of things like this is so great for kids. Not every kid is going to grow up to be an artist, but every child is going to grow up to go into an industry that they're going to need their creativity. They're going to need their imagination. The more that we give them confidence in that, and confidence in their decision making, it really adds up. It truly does. I'm living proof. I'm sure that, Laura, you had experiences at a young age that helped empower your creativity and stuff. Everybody in this building did, and almost everybody out there listening did, I'm sure. 4-H is a real impact with that.
Yeah, and creativity takes different forms. Like I said, my background is in wildlife science, so my creativity, I expressed it by designing new, better ways to trap porcupines, right? So all I mean is, like, this creativity, it's not just about the art. It's not just for artists. It's about new ways of thinking, problem solving, all of that. And so encouraging young people to be creative and expressive in art really does play into lifelong success.
Yeah, and the problem solving, great mention there, because again, no job they will do that they are not going to need or couldn't use a little more confidence in that going forward. And even in school, doing that, you know, I think I sometimes I get too caught up in it and thinking about going from these kids to being kids to adults right away. There's a whole middle area there where a lot of 4-H kids are already, but for those that start young, you know, you still got those teenage years and everything, and it's so hard to give a teenager confidence. It's so hard. They get it organically by being a part of these things.
You bet. It's not something you can wrap up and hand over in a box.
Right.
Yeah. You have to, like, just fuel that inner person to be able to.
There's so many teenagers that wouldn't take it even if we did anyway.
Right. Right. Oh, this is dumb.
Yeah. But it's again, empowering kids, giving them a chance to and be not only an opportunity to grow on these skill sets, but things that I don't even think we really realize until it's happening in front of us and we're seeing it. And, like, one of the things that I didn't think about until you brought it up was the connections. You know, it was hard for me to make friends as a little kid. Mm-hmm. If I'd have been a part of something like this, I'd had a lot easier time making friends. They're right there. I get to talk to them. We're working on a project together or something. Social skills that are built in those little situations and everything. With every one of these events Laura has been telling you about, there's so many other layers to this that really put a big impact on our youth.
Yeah. And I want to say, so we talked about some very specific events. One thing I just want to highlight is that 4-H is open for all youth in 5-year-old kindergarten through 13th grade, that year after high school. Kids can jump in and join at any time. And these aren't the only programs. We've got programs happening at club levels, at county levels, at state levels, and then even national and international levels. So there's so many opportunities. We can find a fit for any kid.
And as you mentioned earlier, Laura, I like to remind people that we never want finances to be getting in the way. Please reach out if that is a situation. Laura mentioned that there are scholarships available, mm-hmm. So that is certainly important too. And if people want to be a part of the 4-H, that's one thing. We'll get to that. But you guys are always looking for volunteers too, right, Laura?
Yeah. So we rely on volunteers to just kind of share their interests. Maybe it's a skill that they have. Maybe it's just a care for what the future looks like for these young people. All sorts of different roles that we can use volunteers to help fulfill. So
if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about the 4-H or how to be a part of things, how can they reach you?
So two ways. First, you can call the 4-H office at 715-421-8439. Oh, I guess it's three ways. You could always stop and talk with us. Mm-hmm. We are on the first floor of the courthouse in the extension office, so you can always stop in and chat, or you can email me, and my email is Laura, L-A-U-R-A dot Huber, H-U-B-E-R, at WISC, that's W-I-S-C, dot E-D-U.
Always appreciate the time, Laura. Really looking forward to talking again real soon.
Thanks so much, James.
And you guys have yourself a great day. Stick around for more great action right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.